It took an immense force to support the end of track, just as it took an immense force to support the front line in a battle. 20 miles back of the end of track stood construction trains loaded with ties and rails and all other things needed for the work. It was like the grand reserve of an army. 10 to 12 miles ahead of it were other trains of like character, the second line. One reporter wrote, "Sherman with his victorious legions sweeping from Atlanta to Savannah was a spectacle less glorious than this army of men marching on foot from Omaha to Sacramento." On August 2, the Omaha Weekly Herald reported that the previous day, the government commissioners had accepted 35 miles of the track after being surprised almost beyond measure at the rapidity with which the work is being pushed forward, 38 miles having been built in 28 days, and in one instance, 2 miles in one day. On their ride, the commissioners uttered expressions of wonder at the extent and amazing fertility of this Valley of the Platte. One called it the finest valley in the world. Their train, meanwhile, sped forward at a speed of 35 miles per hour, not spilling a drop of water from the well-filled goblets, so smooth is the track. At the end of August, the commissioners wired President Johnson that they had inspected an additional 45 miles of the UP and accepted them. Their telegram concluded, "The cars now run 205 miles west of Omaha, or 15 miles beyond Kearney." General Sherman went for the ride. He was impressed beyond measure. He wrote to Grant that he hoped the line would be completed to Julesburg, Colorado, by April 1867. He confessed that he was puzzled about what to do with Fort Kearney. Because of the railroad, it was of no further military use. Sherman's puzzlement illustrated one of the main purposes of building the UP. The Army was spending millions of dollars in building forts on the plains and across the Rocky Mountains, and in getting the soldiers to them and supplying them. But it was critical that it be able to do so, because with the end of the war and the rapidly increased immigration to the United States, families were moving out onto the plains at a fast pace. The hostility of the Plains Indians required the Army to get out there to protect the immigrants. But stationing companies and even regiments at frontier posts did little good, since the troops could never mount up and go out to catch marauding Indians in time. The Indians would long since have departed the scene of their outrage. With the railroad and its ability to move troops faster and safer from one place to another, the Army needed fewer men and fewer forts, which made it much cheaper to maintain. Thus did the government get an immediate payoff from its investment in the UP. Sherman had anticipated this, which is one of the reasons he and Grant were great friends of the railroad.